are back with the Family Connection, and on the line I have my first guest, Bill Milliken, the author of The Last Dropout, Stop the Epidemic, and we're going to talk about the silent epidemic of school dropouts in the U.S. Bill Milliken has been a longtime advocate for disenfranchised youth and one of the foremost pioneers in the movement to connect schools with community resources to help troubled students graduate and succeed in life. In 1977, he and others developed a model organization, now known as Communities in Schools, for which he served more than 20 years as national president and currently is vice chairman of the board. Bill has advised four U.S. presidents of both parties and has received numerous awards for his work. And most recently, as I said before, is the author of The Last Dropout, Stop the Epidemic. Welcome, Bill Milliken.
Good morning.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. Bill is, we only have him for about 15 minutes here, so I'm not going to open the phone lines during this first part of the show, and we're just going to make as much use of his time as we can. So first of all, Bill, how bad is the dropout problem in the U.S., and is it getting steadily worse or better?
It's been getting steadily worse for the last 25, 30 years. Fortunately, about a year and a half ago, you probably saw that the Gates Foundation issued a report that they called the silent epidemic. It ended up on the front page of Time magazine, calling us a dropout nation. And it awakened to the fact that we're losing a third of our kids, and half of that third are minorities. So it is a major problem. I think it's one of the biggest justice issues to come along, both morally and economically.
Yes, and that brings me, the second question I have for you is, what are the social and economical effects? I think it's the silent epidemic because a lot of us don't necessarily, can't see all the connections of how that affects our economy, and maybe you can also address why you don't think this is just an education issue in that question.
Okay. Yeah. Well, first of all, it's having an incredible impact anytime you lose a third of your population. In fact, right now we have more male dropouts in prison than in jobs. In a single year of dropouts, which we're losing 1.2 million, it's like losing the city of Philadelphia every year. And one dropout class, and that's 7,000 a day, costs us about $192 billion, or about 1.6% of the gross domestic product. It's just devastating. It's been kept quiet. Fortunately, as I said, with Bill Gates going on Oprah and it being the front page of Time magazine, it did awaken a lot of people. We still have to awaken a lot more because it's not only going to affect the kids that drop out, but all of our children and grandchildren.
And so why is this happening?
Well, I had the privilege after I got helped out to spend 11 years in Harlem in the Lower East Side working with kids. And during that, about 5.5 years, this church provided a place for us to house kids. And all of them were dropouts, 17, 18-year-olds, a lot getting on drugs, et cetera. I didn't see any of them dropping out of school because of education. What I realized is that we had lost our safety net for children, which for a whole lot of our time existing in this country, it was the extended family in relationship with the faith community were the mediating structures for kids. That was the safety net. Over a number of years, and we don't have time to go into it on the show this morning, but we slowly pulled apart the safety net, and I believe schools fell into the vacuum that was created by that breakdown. And I warned over 30 years ago that we were going to lose a lot of our kids, and that if we didn't turn off the faucet of the schools, we were never going to clean up the basement of our communities. Because I warned that schools were going to be asked to be mother, father, sister, brother, social worker, hall guard, everything but teachers, and it's the breakdown in community which was going to have the biggest impact on bringing, causing a lot of schools, particularly in poor areas, a lot of trouble.
So then can you talk about your community in schools program, which is really the heart of the solutions that you've laid out, and talk about how that works and how that has been working in schools?
Yeah, we, like I said, when I was on the streets, I was dealing mainly with kids who had dropped out of school. So we created about 18 schools for kids who had dropped out of school. And then through some testimony, because so many of them made it, they asked if we'd go inside the system to keep kids from dropping out in the first place. And I said, first of all, not all kids are going to school equally. There's kids coming in there whose mothers were raped the night before, the father went to prison, or they lost their jobs, or broken families, or they're hungry, or they're mad, and then they're coming into school expecting the teachers to somehow deal with it and teach them. We said, these kids have to have their basic resources met. And so I said, the good news is the resources are in place. They're just in the wrong place. They're scattered all over town. We need to bring that Boys and Girls Club worker, Urban League worker, health worker, faith-based worker, whoever is involved in kids, and bring them to the school and surround the school, weaving an integrated system of services around that school where the kids are so that the teachers can be freed up to teach and kids have a safe place to go to school. The most important thing I want to hit is the fact that it doesn't start with a program. It starts with relationships. I'm always asked, what programs do you see work out there? And I said, I don't see any programs working. It's a good program simply has created an environment where healthy relationships are happening between adults and children. It's the personal relationship with a caring adult that turns the kid around.
Mm-hmm. And you've worked now with three or four U.S. presidents. I see different accounts on different bios for you. That,
well, it started with George Washington.
So. Okay. That's a good one.
So, anyhow.
All right. Well, then we don't have to count after that.
No, you don't have to count. I skipped
okay,
a
just
few.
Stop. All right. Okay. And what is it that you think administrations, our society, is really failing to do? I mean, you did touch on about the programs and how you can't just have good programs, and we seem to keep getting wanting to develop more and more programs to solve problems at school, and it's only gotten steadily worse. And so what do you think that the administrations or society is really failing to do to make things better?
Well, it's getting these kids ready for school. If a kid's not turned on to living, they aren't going to get turned on to learning. What we're trying to do, and we're working on some legislation here in Washington on a bipartisan level, and we need to deal with states and locals on two fronts. One is we need to have resources given to communities on the basis of community building and cooperation instead of fragmentation. I say the way we try to deliver these resources to the children that need it the most would be like us saying the best way to send an email would be to have 26 keyboards, each in a different room with a different letter on it. So you go to one part and get your A's, another part you get your B's, and another room the C's. So you got your health workers in one part of town, your faith-based people in another, your mentors in another, all the different people who are working with kids, we need to get them all on the same keyboard together. So we're trying to get an act through where you get your resources based on your integrating your community-based services around the school. A second thing is we need to have a person in every school in America who's freed up to be a champion for kids. It's a person who's there, who's the arms and legs of the school, that's freeing up the schools to be education places, and is the link to the communities to make sure these kids are getting those resources met so they come into school with knowing somebody cares about them, knowing that they have their basic needs. Sometimes it's as simple as glasses or food or what have you, that they have those so that the teacher then has somebody ready to learn.
Excellent. So, we're just at our end of our time, Bill. I wish I could have you for a whole show.
Oh, well, thank you.
They'd only give me 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
But thank you. I just want to make sure that if you have any final comment to leave with our listeners, and I want to encourage anybody, any listeners, that if you're interested in finding out more about this subject, Bill has written all about this in his book, The Last Dropout, Stop the Epidemic. You can just get on the web and Google that in, or Bill Milliken's name, and you can get all kinds of information also about the Communities in Schools program. So.
And it can also go to communitiesinschools.org if they want.
Okay, great. And do you have any last words for people that what we can do in our community or any last things that you would like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, there is hope. It's just like kids. If kids don't have hope, then they're going to do one of two things. They're going to hurt themselves or they're going to hurt somebody else. And we not only have hope for these kids, but we're in 3,400 schools now. We went from one school with 100 kids to now that many schools with 1.2 million kids. And these are kids that had 40, 50% chance of dropping out. We're seeing them stay in school, get promoted at an 80 to 90% rate. There is hope. This is a solvable issue. And again, all the money from the books going back to help grow CIS. So I'm telling people to go out and get it because I've laid out nine principles. And I think if they're interwoven, any community can take this on, whether they have communities and schools or not.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your work, Bill Milliken. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the time.
All right. I hope to have you on again and have a longer conversation.
That would be fun.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.